Nitschke Field, it's obviously a great facility. Can't say enough about the Packer organization. So fan-friendly. It's a little safer off of Oneida Street for everybody, but players love it. Coaches, we were down here last week getting ready for it, so we're just excited to get out here on this new surface and get going. It's a great facility.
Mike, you brought Nixon, Matson, Wells, Smith, and Smith. Is that situation with center and right guard a little more wide open than you think assumed? Where does that stand?
Well, I'd say there's definitely competition going on in the interior of our line and really all the way through. We're trying to find the best five and work all the different combinations that's needed. We like to make a decision earlier in training camp than past years, but Tom will answer those questions.
2 hours, 2.5 hours, 2:28
basically.
Is that the plan today to go that long
and
work things a little?
Well, we were actually 9 minutes early today, so the pace of the practice was very good. The structure of the practice was good. We're off to a good start, but it's like training camp. You a lot of timing and rhythm issues and footwork and so forth. So it's day one. We have a lot of work to do.
How can you know that BJ Rodney wasn't here right now for the first time?
Well, BJ's a young player. It's always important for all your players to be here, and particularly the young ones. Business sometimes gets in the way of football. I mean, that's part of the National Football League, so that's just the way it goes sometimes.
How rusty is
Scott
Wells just after being out?
I had a chance to just watch Scott early. Tried to watch the injured players that were coming back early, but he looks like he's off to a good start. I mean, he looks like he's in great shape. The trainers and the strength and conditioning staff are real impressed with what he's done here the last couple of months. So, I look for Scott to come back at full strength.
For Jenkins too, Colin. Mike.
Yeah, he's our back for the bunch on offense. So Colin doesn't look like he's missed a beat, but it's good to have him back. He looked good today.
Take out your defense function. By and large, we got everybody out there.
I thought the defense, the function, I thought the organization of the practice on both sides of the ball was good. Defense, we had the one substitution error on a 7-on-7, but I thought that, the function with Dom and Winston and the boundary interaction with the substitution, because we gave them a lot of sub offense on first and second down. So I thought the mechanics of it was very good. That's really a tribute to the players and the coaches, what we got done in the offseason program.
Mike, was there any extra adrenaline for you personally today, just first practice?
Oh, absolutely. You don't sleep very good. I hardly slept last night. I was just excited to get down here and get going. Training camp's always fun. You have all your administrative topics and things you go through the day before, but it was great just to get started on the football aspect of it, no doubt.
So overall, were you happy with the way things went today?
It's okay. I mean, I thought it was okay. I mean, I have a lot of notes. That's probably not a good sign. And we'll watch the film and make the corrections.
Like any of the young guys, the rookies stand out, seeing them in the pads for the first time, and then anything jump out at you?
Nothing really jumped out. I mean, the biggest thing with the rookies is you get to see them in the spring. You see their athletic ability. I thought we had guys on the ground too much today. That's not a good sign. But it is normal in training camp. But, I thought our rookie class, when they look good in pads, it is an adjustment for them. And you can see some guys, it's not that their conditioning is not in order, but it's a lot different when you get to this level. It's just going through it the first time. So there's a number of them that we'll have to adjust to that. I didn't watch Jeremy a whole lot individually today, but that's something I can probably better answer after watching the film.
Chad Clifton, you didn't see him at all?
Yeah, I watched Chad today. I think his conditioning, for what he's been through with the four operations, I like the way he's coming back, but he's like the rest of our guys. He needs to go through training camp. A little rusty.
Is right tackle Barber
Salouz,
or is that too strong?
You would definitely say Allen. He definitely has he's ahead right now. But I thought Breno, just watching him in the 1-on-1s and the times that he was in there, looks like he's come back off his injuries. So, and Tony Moore is definitely going to apply competition too. So, depth charts and first day of training camp are really sometimes not necessary, in my opinion. So we'll see what happens.
Will Lane get any reps there, man?
I'm sorry?
Will Lane continue to get any reps there?
Potentially, yes.
you look at your schedule and you already have a players not practicing on the field Wednesday. Mm-hmm. Is that a sign of how different football is now? Training camp used to be the time when they got into shape. Now it's a 12-month job, isn't it?
No, definitely. I just think the whole structure is different than the old days. You hear Ted Thompson, the older players, talk about training camp starting before, you know, before July 4th, and you know, six preseason games, and the times are different. When you have your football team here, pretty much, you know, I think we had 96-97% of our football team here since March. So the amount of work that we were able to get done in the strength and conditioning aspect, schematically putting everything in, you know, it's now time to get the padded work done in fundamentals, but we're just being smart with the conditioning and the health of our players.
That eliminates then the need for 2-a-days every day, too.
I'm sorry?
It eliminates the need for 2-a-days as far as getting the guys in shape.
I mean, I am of that opinion. You know, I don't know if that's what everybody feels. I think it's important. I like the teaching aspect of our schedule. This is not, we are not in a 2-1-2 schedule just so we can be off on Wednesdays. That's not really, I mean, that's part of it. But I think it's important to teach, then have the opportunity to eat, and then play, and then correct, teach, eat, and then perform. So it's very important. I didn't like the old schedule when I was an assistant coach because I felt you never really got to watch all the video. There's so many good situations that are created because of the competitiveness between the offense and defense out here, and the offensive, you know, the offensive players have already put their plays in the spring. You know, defensive players really they know it's coming, and they could probably time it up by the installation. So there's problems that the defense can really generate for the offense, and you learn from it, and it goes the same way the other way. The offense can create problems for your defense. So there's so much good learning from training camp film, and it's important to get through that film. So this just gives us the opportunity to cover everything. Every practice is looked at. Every practice is prepared for. And when you go back-to-back practices and then have a meeting following it, it's hard to get that done from a time management standpoint.
How long do you look at the film after each practice, Mike?
How long?
Yeah, how much time do you spend looking at film after each practice?
Never timed it. I'm trying to think here. The staff probably about an hour and a half. We'll run. Everybody, the staff will grab their plate of dinner and go right to the film room, and we'll watch it. Then the, you know, the players, we go to special teams, and the quarterbacks at 7 o'clock, and then we go from there. So we have to have it done by 7 o'clock. Just to answer your question.
Is your punting battle wide open at this point?
Absolutely, wide open.
Oh, last year you only had one punter in camp. How is it different with two now? The thinking behind that is just that these guys are so evenly matched.
Well, it's a position open on our football team. We got two young candidates with not a lot of experience. So that's where we are. I mean, it's different from the fact, obviously, that you know the reps and split them up. It's a wide open competition.
Hey, Mike, the cell phone is 1701 for a fine. What's the Twitter name?
Well, it's part of the cell phone.
What's behind that policy? It's just kind of a distraction.
I'm sorry?
The reason for the no twittering policy, is that just not a distraction?
Well, I'm supposed to flip out when the cell phone goes off in this setting, but we don't work for the same company, but it's disrespectful. I mean, you know, you don't pull out your cell phone and start talking in the middle of a meeting, and to me, Twitter, texting, or, you know, all the different things you can do on a cell phone, well, falls in the same category.
What's an undrafted kid like Daryl Sutton have to work on?
What he has to work on?
What's he have to overcome? Being an undrafted guy.
Well, he's got to fight for his reps. He's got to fight for, you know, everything, and you know it's only natural that the drafted player initially gets probably more opportunity. But you know he misses the time early because of his finishing the school, his schoolwork, but he's definitely got a big spring in his step. You can see why he was such a productive player in college, but he's just got to keep taking full advantage of his opportunities.
Would you like to fully test Justin Harrell in this camp, make sure he can hold up, make sure he's not limited in any way, and he's healthy throughout the entire time?
But fully test him? Well, he's full go. I mean, he's out there in the padded work. We're keeping an eye on all of our players, but you know, especially the ones that are coming off of injuries. But he's a full go participant.
Overall, how did you hear Rodgers left out there today?
I thought he did okay. I think he had a solid day. I thought he was put in some tough spots, but the protection part of it wasn't as clean. You know, we probably had some plays. The defense was better. The better defense was called. Where he was overloaded. I thought the timing, without seeing the film, I thought it was okay. There's times where we were in sync and there's times when we weren't. I think it was pretty much a normal first day of training camp.